WTAQ News continues.
This is a very serious crime. This is a heinous crime, and it's our job to give it our all.
Good morning. I'm Robert Kennedy. Green Bay police investigating a double homicide Sunday involving the death of a 58-year-old Green Bay woman and a 53-year-old Bellevue woman. The crime scene, a duplex on LK Lane.
On Sunday, just before 3 p.m., the 48-year-old Green Bay male suspect was taken into custody in Arkansas during a traffic stop. Gary Rickles with the Green Bay Police Department.
Some information gathered at the scene early on led us to believe that someone had left the state, and we began looking into the location of that person.
Police are saying they do not believe this was a random incident.
As far as I know about the victims, I know that they were friends. They were known to each other. The suspect in this case was known to at least one, if not both.
Currently, Green Bay police have detectives in Arkansas questioning the suspect. More information will be released as it becomes available. I'm Rachel Charniak, WTAQ News.
A judge denied a request Monday by Jacob Kayer to be released from a secure mental health facility where he's undergoing treatment after being convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and her mother in 2016 at their Hobart home, but then ruled to be not guilty by reason of mental disease. There is no set timeline for a decision on Kayer's appeal in the case. Changes are coming to Brown County's most dangerous intersection until a construction project to make it safer begins. Starting next Monday, concrete barriers will be installed along Packerland Drive, south of Mason Street, due to the high rate of injury crashes on the South Frontage Road. The barriers will help reduce crashes in the area until construction can start this summer. Work is underway at the future home, the Brown County East Branch Library in Green Bay. Located next door to the current branch, crews will work to transform the former Titletown Fitness building at 2253 Main Street to the new 16,500 square foot library. It's expected to open this fall.
Cold weather, nice ice cold weather like we have today and this week, and then also patience.
One beneficiary of the cold snap we're going through are the public ice rinks in several Green Bay parks. Crews are working to get them ready to open. The city maintains rinks at five parks around town. They're hoping to be open very soon. Ice skating season won't last too long. Once we get into February, the sun and longer daylight hours will make it hard to maintain those rinks. The Bucks are back in action tonight as the Charlotte Hornets make a stop in Milwaukee. The team coming off a big win over the Pelicans Sunday, where Giannis exploded for 50 points. It's the second 50-point game he's had this month and the first time in his career where he's had multiple 50-point games in a season. Tip-off tonight at Fiserv Forum is set for 7. Your next on-air news, that will be coming up at 5:30. You can get the latest news updates throughout the day by going to WTAQ.com. I'm Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News Time, 5:08.
It is cold. Wind chills this morning of 20 to 30 below. For today, mostly sunny skies, cold, high temperature of 10 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 2. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high near 20. On Thursday, partly sunny, high near 22. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak. For News Talk, WTAQ.